Just like many cultures around the world, most Brits really love eating food and talking about food. In fact, food is so important that it's even used in many commonly used idioms and phrases. So what does it mean if a chocolate teapot does something that really takes the biscuit? And what possible connection could there be between finding proof and eating a pudding? Keep watching to find out. Let's start with something healthier. We'll get to the chocolate and puddings later, I promise. What does it's apples and oranges mean? Brits will say this if someone is trying to compare two things which can't really be compared because they're fundamentally different. It actually gets used quite a lot in business and professional contexts in the UK. You can't compare our 2025 sales figures to our 2020 ones. That's apples and oranges. 2020 was the height of the COVID pandemic, so everyone was buying masks then. Of course, less people are buying masks now. We specialise in handmade specialist furniture. IKEA sells cheap, factory-produced furniture. It's apples and oranges, isn't it? Okay, I hope you aren't hungry, because now we're moving on to the sweeter stuff. Have your cake and eat it is a commonly used phrase. According to some historical records, it has been used since at least the 16th century. Its literal meaning is, after you've eaten a cake, it's gone. So you can no longer keep it or have it. In modern English, it's used in two main ways. One, it's impossible to have two things at the same time or for two conditions to be fulfilled simultaneously. Some film stars enjoy acting but don't enjoy being famous. Unfortunately, being a film star and not being famous is like having your cake and eating it. Two, when someone or some organization is being very greedy. The US is putting high tariffs on foreign products, but it still wants those nations to put low tariffs on US products. The current US government really wants to have its cake and eat it. Now, from cakes to biscuits. The origin of the phrase takes the biscuit isn't fully clear. It used to have both a positive and a negative meaning. However, in modern English, it almost always has a negative meaning. It's used when something or someone has been annoying you, but then they do something even more annoying than usual. I've been late for work 8 times this month because of trains being late or being cancelled. Now, the train company is putting the ticket prices up by 10%. That really takes a biscuit, the cheeky rascals. The boss forced us all to do overtime every day in July. Now, she's complaining that the office electricity bill for July was too high. That really takes a biscuit. Now, what in the world is a chocolate teapot? Well, a teapot is designed to hold very hot water, right? Well, what would happen if you poured very hot water into a teapot made of chocolate? That's right, it would melt and turn into a gooey, sticky puddle of soggy chocolate. So, a chocolate teapot is someone or something which is completely useless, completely ineffective. That goalkeeper is a chocolate teapot. Not only did he let in 8 goals, he even kicked the ball into his own goal by accident. The new government law on age verification for certain websites is a chocolate teapot. People will simply use VPNs to avoid having to verify their age. Okay, I hope you're not full yet and you've left some room for pudding. So our final commonly used phrase is the proof is in the pudding. We use this when someone believes or claims something will be good or successful, but they haven't actually finished creating that thing yet, or they haven't actually tried that thing yet. Historically, it came from someone claiming that the pudding they were making was going to taste amazing, but another person saying, let's wait until you've actually finished making it and we've had a chance to taste it before we decide how amazing it is. The flavour of the pudding will prove how tasty it really is. The CEO claims her new marketing campaign will increase sales by 25%, but the proof is in the pudding. She says she'll get 100% in this exam because of her new studying technique. We'll just have to wait and see. The proof is in the pudding. And that's it. Now you know 5 useful phrases related to food. So do you know anyone who's a chocolate teapot? Has anyone ever done anything to you which took the biscuit? Why not tell us below? Right, talking about all this has made me hungry. I'm off to see if there's any biscuits hiding in the kitchen.